The 96.3 KSCS.
Second
date update.
So Beth and Michael had one date and there was no second date. We're going to see if we can help Beth out this morning, get her that second date. First of all, tell us how you met Michael.
I met Michael on Match.com. Okay. We kind of immediately connected and decided to meet for drinks.
Ah, okay. And how did that go?
It went awesome. We had a really great time, really fun, great conversation. I thought everything went great.
But you're calling us, so am I correct assuming that there was no second date?
I don't know why. I haven't heard from him, and I'm not sure why. I'm kind of clueless, so that's why I called.
All right. Well, that's where we come in here, Beth. Let's give Michael a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Is this Michael?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason it never progresses to a second date. We got a call about you.
Yeah, I probably know what you're calling about.
Is it Beth?
She's tried to reach out to me, and I haven't replied. She's not my type.
Oh, you guys just didn't, like, click? You didn't have a common interest? Because she thought you guys were a great match.
She just needs to learn how to behave herself on a date. She doesn't need to be running around talking to every guy. She's there with me, not somebody else. And she's flirting with the waiter. She went to the bartender to get a drink. She looked at every guy. She said hello to one guy like three times.
She went to the bartender to get a drink, and there's something wrong with that?
But she's up there flirting away and stuff, and I'm just sitting at the table, and that's not acceptable. I mean, come on. You know, with my job, I really can't have somebody who doesn't know how to act like an adult and their own personal way in public. I mean, I need to know somebody that I take out is going to know how to act proper in public. I don't need some girl who's just kind of out there willy-nilly and flirting like she's 20.
What are you, the Pope? Like, is that what you do? Like, that's a little asinine. Like, seriously, where do you get off saying that?
I'm just saying, come on, you understand exactly what I'm saying here. I'm not saying she's got to be like some saint or something, but she can't just be out there, you know, partying hard if we're going to go on dates.
Partying hard, okay.
Well, we actually have Beth on the other line, and she thought the date went rather well. She was very excited about it, and she wanted us to call on her behalf. Would it be okay if we brought her in on this conversation?
I guess. I mean, but I guess if they know and you're going to hang up, I mean, sure.
No, I mean, if you don't want to, we can end this right here. It's totally up to you.
Sure, I'll talk to her.
Behave? Learn how to act in public?
Yeah. I knew you were going to say.
Insecurity?
Twist my words.
You're concerned about me being friendly to other people because you're insecure? How to act in public?
I disagree. It was more, you weren't just talking to people. You were flirting with other people and you kept the conversation going in other places instead of where we were. And I wanted you to be where we were.
So control me and learn how to behave in public like I'm a circus animal. Okay. Well, it's a good thing we didn't have a second date, Michael. Obviously, we're not a good fit.
Just like a typical woman. I mean, all you have to do is give you 2 inches and you're going to ask for the whole yard.
Typical woman.
I mean, geez, Louise, if I ask you to go like Dutch or something, you're probably like, well, if I wallet at home, got to pay for it anyhow.
Do you have a good time on dates? Because I can't imagine that a woman will ever spend time with you. So it's no wonder that you're single.
Yeah, I have a great time on dates. And that's actually the thing is, that's why I knew a bad date when I saw one. I've had plenty of great dates and they've all ended up the same good way because they know how to behave.
You know what, Michael, you're right. I don't know how to behave. We're definitely not a good match.
All right, I'm gonna jump in here because usually my point here, Michael, is to see if you'd like a second date with Beth. I would pick up the tab, but I don't think this is a good match.
Yeah.
I think you kind of both agree on that.
Yeah, no way.
I'm not interested in a second date.
I didn't answer to begin with.
All right,
okay.
I'm gonna let you go, Michael.
Let everyone go.
Really appreciate being on the air with us this morning.
Bye.
All right, Beth obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Michael.
Oh, I'm so glad we'll never have a second date. Thank you guys so much for saving me on that one.